spirit, body, soul, and mind to you, and my body, be used to send this message of salvation to those who will hear and believe. Father God, we know that you love us all, but there are some of us, my Father, who have went their own way. We pray in the name of Jesus that those who hear the message will open their hearts and believe and accept Jesus Christ in their hearts, our Lord and Savior. Use me to that glory. Open their eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
For those who do not know me, my name is Solomon Miller, and I minister with John 14:6 Ministries.
Praise the Lord.
Brenda and Brother Jordan. And I was asked by Mrs. Mills to deliver a message.
Amen.
And the reading today is going to be from 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Man, the Son of God, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, for he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither does he love his brother. My question is this, who child are you? Are you a child of God or a child of the devil? Now, a lot of people may look at it and say, well, I thought everybody was a child of God. But the Bible tells us otherwise. You see, dear friend, it's like this. Adam is called a child of God. When you read the book of Luke 3:38, he was called a child of God. But now, what happened with Adam and God? The Bible lets us know that Adam sinned against God. And when a man sinned against God, he has a new nature. That nature goes against God. You see, God judges us by who we are on the inside of our hearts. And you see, you cannot be one person on the inside of your heart and live another life on the outside. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, we have an enemy called Satan. And as you notice, he has the airways, he has the lifestyles of rock stars.
Yeah.
And these people give a message.
Tell the truth, right?
And now this message is not according to righteousness. This message is a message of rebellion.
Amen.
You see, the Bible tells us sin as revenge is witchcraft.
Yeah.
So when you go out there and sin against God, you're hurting other people around you, but you're also hurting yourself. And each and every one of you is precious in the sight of God.
Yeah.
The reason most people live the life that they're living is because they really believe in their heart they're nobodies. Mm. You see, if the devil can get you to believe that you're nobody, you live like a nobody. Go out there and you just take anything comes down the pipe, you take. You see, it's no saying that a dead fish will go with the flow.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people have done. They went with the flow. Because they don't know any better. They never took time out to really get into the Word of God. So they think, well, it sounds good, it looks good. I don't see anything wrong with it. But the Bible also tells us that the devil blinds the mind of the children of disobedience when they believe not in the Word of God.
True.
You see, before you practice anything, you have to accept it within your heart. Mm. You have to examine it in your mind. And then you examine it and say, well, I don't see anything wrong with it. But if you don't know the Word of God, how can you examine it and really make sure that you're doing the right thing?
Amen.
Years later in life, you find out that you have made wrong choices. And you see, dear friend, God does not want anyone to go to hell. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the book of John 1:12 that Jesus Christ came unto his own, and his own received him not. But for as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
Each and every one of you can become a child of God today. But in order for you to become a child of God, you must do a couple of things. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 10:9-10, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if thou believe in thy heart that God is risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart one believe unto righteousness. You see, God wants you to use your mouth not to go out there and sin, not to go out there and curse and drink and smoke, and do all the sinful pleasures that this world has to offer. But God wants you to use your mouth where you can open it up and receive His Son into your heart.
Yeah.
And you see, when you receive Jesus Christ, you also receive the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians 1:13, that we are crowned with the Holy Spirit of promise on the day of redemption. That means, dear friend, when you receive Jesus Christ, you start living a new life. Now, you may go out there and start stumbling in sin again, but the difference is, you're not going to enjoy it anymore.
Amen.
It's going to be something on the inside of you that's going to rebel against it. You see? You may not understand it at first. But I know when I was out there just to smoke, drink, I couldn't wait to get to a bar after work. Sometimes I used to think about that bar, McCann's Bar, 33rd Street and Broadway, right up to 7th Avenue. But you see, dear friend, that was my corrupt nature.
Yeah.
I wanted to go into that bar and just get that that booze I used to drink at that time, Bacardi and Coke, Dom Bacardi and Coke.
Uh-huh.
That was my number one drink. But you see, that's because of my nature. I had a need for that at the time.
Yeah.
I bought.
Yeah.
But you see, dear friend, if you're led by the flesh, you're going to get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, true.
If you examine your life right now, you can just, if you really want to be truthful about it, the fact is, the way that you are right now is because you listen to your flesh. You see, when you allow your flesh to lead your life, the Satan is behind all of that.
True.
You see, you wrestle with spirit, soul, and body. The Bible tells us, come out from the world, touch not the unclean things of the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, is of the devil.
True.
You see, when Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew, when the devil came to the Lord Jesus Christ to tempt him, he didn't come to the Lord Jesus Christ, well, I'm Satan, bow down and worship me and, you know, be my son. No. He came to use things that he normally used to get me into sin. He used the lust of the flesh. The devil told Jesus Christ, if thou be the Son of God, turn the stone into bread. That's what a lot of people are doing every day. They're going out there allowing their flesh to control their life. They look at lotto, they look at gambling, they look at all this other stuff because they think if they can hit the lotto, that somehow they can be happy. You ever read about some of the people that hit the lotto? It seemed like that's when the trouble started. They lost all their friends, they got in so much debt. You ever notice why rich people commit suicide? According to the world standard, they have it all. You know, dear friend, you can have all the sinful pleasures of this world. And King Solomon admitted this.
Right.
But all this vanity and chasing after the wind that you have not given your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because there's something inside of each and every one of us that's crying out to God, and that's our spirit. See, God made mankind for himself, not for the devil.
Amen.
You see, the flesh wants sin, but your spirit wants God. That's why you're torn between the two. Paul in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, he admitted it. He said, the things that I want to do, that I do not. But the things that I do not want to do, that I practice. And he felt that his member, Lord, was working against his spirit. And that was the law of sin. See, as long as you're not saved, you're governed by the law of sin. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 8:1, therefore now there is no condemnation, that means judgment, for those who are in Christ, who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
Yeah.
See, that's the law that governs your life.
Yeah.
And as long as you have allowed sin in your life, you are a slave to that law.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said in the book of John, 8 chapters, that those who practice sin become the slave of sin.
Yeah.
Now, if you're involved in a nightlife or got involved in alcohol or some type of drugs, and when you first started in it, it was really fun. And you thought you were just hanging out with the fellas, you know, just hanging out. But you see, the devil was using that to make a slave out of you. Years later, you find out you cannot turn away from it because you have disobeyed the commandments of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians 4:27, give no place to the devil. Every time you sin, you're giving place to the devil. You're giving the devil a legal right to make a slave out of you. You know, there's an old saying in the streets, you can never win playing another man's game. And that's true. And as long as you're playing the game of sin, you're always going to lose. And you know something? The most precious thing of which you have is your soul.
Amen.
Let no one kid you. See, the devil wants you to keep looking at your flesh. Because he knows the flesh is going to die one day and go back into the ground which it came from.
Yeah.
But your spirit and soul lives on. Yeah. Jesus Christ did not come down to this earth, suffering down on the cross, to redeem just nothing but dirt, he redeemed your spirit and soul.
Yeah.
But you see, religion does not change you that. Religion is just another way to keep you as a child of the devil.
True.
Why do you think you got so many different types of religion? You ever thought about it? There's only one God.
Yeah.
But when you look around, you got a religion for the white man, a religion for the black man, a religion for the Chinese man. Why? The Bible tells us in the book of Acts 17:26
yes.
that God created all mankind from the same blood to live on this earth and to seek and serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 16:7 that God does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God judges the heart.
Amen. Praise Him.
You see, God wants your heart.
Yeah.
When Adam was first created, Adam had a perfect relationship with God.
Yeah.
He did not make one ounce of sin. He was perfect.
Yeah.
But God gave Adam something that we all have, and that's a free will. Think about it. God has never named not one flower. Man does that. God has never named not one disease. He may give you the symptom of a disease, but He don't give the name. Man does that.
Yeah.
Because when God made man to have a relationship, to work hand in hand.
Yes.
But that relationship was broken when Adam became a child of the devil. And the Bible tells us in the book of Romans 5:12, for by one man, that's Adam, sin came, and death by sin, death passed upon all, for all have sinned. And also by one man's righteousness, that's Jesus Christ, life came, and the forgiveness of sins through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why you can never ever put anyone next to the Lord Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
There are a lot of people trying to say Muhammad is just like Jesus.
My Lord.
But I don't believe when Muhammad ever gave sight to the blind. Jesus did.
No, I
don't believe when Muhammad ever raised the dead. Jesus did.
Yeah.
I have never read with Muhammad ever forgiven anybody of sin. Yeah. Jesus said many times, go thy way, thy sin has been forgiven.
Yeah.
Only God can forgive sin.
My Lord.
You see, dear friend, you have a big choice today to make. You can continue to keep being a child of the devil, or you can make a choice to become a child of God. The choice is left up to you.
Yeah.
You see, dear friend, we're very close to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Don't listen to these lies that's in the world that everyone is a child of God. And we can see that everyone is not a child of God. Do you have locks on your door?
Yeah.
Well, everyone is not a child of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Now. You see, dear friend,
yeah.
If you are a child of God, you will love one another. Yeah. And if you love one another, you will not be stealing from one another.
Yeah.
If you love one another, you will not be hating one another.
Amen.
That's only one race, and that's the human race.
Amen.
And God made it, and He made it for Himself.
Yes.
But the Bible tells us that Satan is an outcast.
Yes.
He was cast out of heaven.
Yes.
He came to this earth with great wrath, knowing he only has a short time left. That's why he's fighting in these last days, never like before, dear friend. That's why each and every one of you is being victimized by his plan, is to steal, kill, and to destroy. But there's only one weapon against the devil, and that's God's word.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ disarmed principality and power over me on that cross. And He made a triumph over the devil.
Yeah.
The only place you can run to for safety in the soul is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A lot of people, when it rains, they like to run up under some type of covering. It could be a canopy or something to get out from under the rain. But if you want to save your spirit and soul, don't go to Muhammad, don't go to Buddha, don't go to Hare Krishna. Go to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because one day you're going to die.
Yeah, true.
No one knows when death may come. Death may take you by surprise, but dear friend, don't let it take you unprepared.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right, preacher.
The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews 11 chapter, talked about Moses, how Moses was a very righteous man, rather to suffer with the righteous rather to enjoy the sinful place of this world. That's wisdom. You see, you can look at it this way. You can live on this earth, enjoy the short pleasures of sin for a season, and die and go into hell throughout all eternity. Or you can suffer with the righteous and stand up and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and be a child of God.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to make that choice. They want to slip into heaven. They've been doing it through life. In high school, they had other people getting out their homework. You know, in college they paid for certain tests, and it's been getting by. So you may get by while you're on this earth, But one day, dear friend, you're going to stand before the kings of kings and the lords of lords.
Yeah.
And everything in your heart is going to come forth.
True.
The Bible says, Jesus said in the book of John, by the words of thy mouth thou shalt be justified, and by the words of thy mouth thou shalt be condemned. So if you got a filthy mouth cursing and going out there using all type of language, the only one that can clean it up is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You see, that's the nature of the devil.
Yeah, it's true.
And we see people a lot of time, they have little kids, and the kids look just like their father. Some of them look like their mother. And you know, when you practice sin, you start looking just like the devil. You start looking all old and mean and ratchet. You know? You don't have no joy. You wake up in the morning and say, oh, what another boring day. Nothing wrong with today, it's you. Or you say, oh, what about Blue Monday? Monday is not blue. You are blue. You went out there the whole weekend and wasted drinking, cursing, and doing everything for the devil. And that's how the devil paid you back.
Yeah.
You see, big friend? You see, this fun that the devil has been telling you is fun. It's nothing but sin. And there are some of you when I did this thing that you're very shameful of. You don't want nobody even think about what you did the night before. When somebody mentions, you want to knock them out. And you call that fun? I was there, I know.
Yeah.
You get drunk, you pass out, you act a fool, and everybody's laughing, and you want to forget about those days. But you see, dear friend, you can have some righteous one in Christ.
Yeah.
You can stand up and go out there and say, yes, I'm a child of God. Oh, sure, they're going to laugh at you.
It's true.
Jesus said, know this. That if the world hates you, they hated me before they hated you.
Amen.
But the world will always love its own.
Yes. Yes.
You can go out there right now, no matter what you believe, to go on with what you believe in. No matter what it is. That's right. Why do you think the homosexuals like living in a village? Think about it.
Yes, it's true.
You see? Because you see, when they hang around straight people, they look bad.
Amen.
Well, if you get a person that likes to curse, hang around somebody that don't like to curse, and the person keeps correcting them, that shows them how evil and wicked they really are.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
No.
But now when they hang around somebody that likes to curse like they do, they're patting each other on the back. You see, dear friend, what you're doing is trying to hide your sins with another sin. It won't work. The best thing for you to do is to admit before God you have sinned. Don't let the devil say, well, it's for weak people. But look at it. The devil's made you very weak in sin.
Yeah.
There are some of you can't say no to booze. There are some of you can't say no to a cigarette. You see? But when you die to yourself and live to Christ, then you become strong.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us in the book of Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by his spirit.
Yeah.
See, you can only live this life by the Spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You cannot live this life with your own strength. You know why? Because God did not create man sovereign. Man was not created for himself.
No.
We was created to worship and serve God. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews 9:16 that the blood of Jesus Christ was shed to redeem your conscience from dead works to serve a living God.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
That's why some of your conscience so messed up you can't even think straight. And as long as the devil has it over you, he can have you doing anything and everything against God.
True.
See, all sin is against God, dear friend.
Yeah.
Sure, man is being victimized by your sin, but sin is against God.
Yeah.
That conductor on the number 4 train, now he went out there and committed an act of sin.
Yeah.
And because of what he did, 4 people lost their lives.
Right, yeah.
See, when you commit a felony hurt, you also hurt other people around you. You got families right now that's destroyed because people get involved in alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And the family's destroyed.
Yeah.
See, the Bible said in the book of Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If you want anything to die, you put sin into it, I guarantee you it will die.
Yeah.
Amen.
Think about it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Preach.
And you see, death starts in the spiritual realm first. That's why when God in the book of Genesis told Adam on the day that thou eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt truly die.
Yeah.
But they didn't just die spiritually right away, they died spiritually. I mean physically right away, they died spiritually.
Yeah.
And that's what sin is, it starts in the spiritual realm. That means that your relationship that you once had with God is broken, the devil takes over, And he starts talking just like he's God because he starts reverting the scriptures of God. That's right.
Amen.
You don't even know the difference.
Amen.
Unless you know the word of God.
My Lord.
That's why you got some people going out there saying, well, the devil told me to burn down this place. Just like that man. You know, they burned down the happy way. He said, well, God, the devil told me to burn it down. You see, when the devil wants you to do something, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord, you cannot fight against him.
No.
Because you're his child.
Yes.
And by a legal right of a spiritual law, he has dominion over your life. See, these spiritual laws work in a very unique way.
Yeah.
Well, you give your heart to obey, that's who you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you give your heart to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, you're a child of God. But if you keep saying no to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will remain a child of the devil. Now, anyone in their right mind don't want to remain a child of the devil.
Amen.
Because all you have to do, dear friend, you go to the book of Revelation 20 and 11 and read what's going to happen to Satan and those who have served the devil.
My Lord.
They're going to be cast into the lake of fire with brimstone, going to be tormented day and night forever.
My Lord.
And that's where you want to end up at?
My Lord.
That's where you want to make your home?
That's true.
A lot of people say, well, it looks like God has abandoned man. It's not God who's committing sin, it's man. Think about it. See, when God gave man a commandment, he gave man a right to obey or disobey. It's a will. He can go out there and do right. He can go out there and do evil. But that's why God is a day of judgment. And you know what? On that day, no one can say God is an unfair God. Because within your conscience right now, you know you're not living right. That's why some of you have left home, because you didn't want to obey, the rules of the house. You want to live a life your way. But the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is a way of death. At prodigal son, he thought the same way.
Yeah.
It's like some of you, he left home. He didn't want to go by his father's commandments anymore, so he decided to go out there and live in the world. You see, the devil used the television to lie to a lot of people.
I know.
You look at the television, it seems like, you know, you can just, you don't have to really have good education to really make it, you just have luck. Luck. What is luck? You see, luck is another word that they use to try to rule out obedience to God's commandments.
Yeah.
See, every time the world uses something, it's always going to be used to try to rule out God. And if you believe in luck, if you believe in evolution, that's one of the biggest lies the devil has pushed inside of a man's life.
Mm.
Because that person will go out and live a life, and everything will go. He won't see nothing wrong with homosexuality. He won't see nothing wrong with abortion. He won't see nothing wrong with taking drugs, because he becomes his own God.
Mm.
And that's one of the biggest deceptions that the devil can use to destroy your soul. Dear friend, obey God's word.
Yeah.
Look at your life. Look at what you had. Think about it. You think God wanted you to live like this? Every person that God has created, God wants to have a personal relationship with. That's right. That's why God has his arm stretched out for each and every one of you right now.
Yes.
And all he asks you to do is to admit before him that you have sinned and come short of his glory. Don't let the devil tell you, well, you have plenty of time. You don't have to do it today. You see, because when you leave Raising Hope Mission, only God knows what's going to happen to your life.
Yeah.
Because there are some people God has turned over to a reprobate mind. That means that they have heard the message so much, so many times, and their heart is so hard, that God has turned them over to do that which is unfitting. That means that the devil will have a legal right to destroy your life. That's how you want to end up. You want to end up in a place you're going to be screaming throughout all eternity. It's a real place. And a lot of people say, well, I don't believe in hell. But why is it that the news media, every time they write about something that's evil, they use the word hell? They never use the word hell when they talk about something that's good.
No.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They said hell in the number four train.
Yeah.
Well, that's telling you right there, the number four train, something bad may happen on the number four train.
That's right.
You see, dear friend, even the people who are out there say they don't believe in God, within their conscience, they believe there's a God.
Yeah.
But what it is that they love sin so much, they don't want to admit it.
Sure.
Will you admit it? If you have sinned and come short of the glory of God, will you open your heart to the Lord today? Make that choice before it's too late. Because every tick of the clock, we're just 1 second closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the Bible lets us know how Jesus Christ will come back for the second time.
Yeah.
He will come this time with fire in his hands, raining vengeance on those who do not know God.
Amen.
And on those who have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks he's going to come back and he's going to just go out there and just hug all the sinners. He did that the first time.
Amen.
Because he came to die for the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time is no excuse for anyone to be in their sins. Because he paid a heavy price. He gave his life. And you know, when you stand before him on the day of judgment, he could very well show you the places in which he was killed for his sins. What can you say? You say, well, I didn't believe him when I lived on the earth. And that's going to be the reason why you're going to hell throughout all eternity. Make that choice, dear friend. Become a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to hear good news. The question is, how are we going to use that good news? Because we certainly had good news here tonight. The altar's open. Those wishing to come forward and just change their way of life, they may do so. Now, maybe stand, turn to page 8 in the back of your.
The family of God.
Don't let the devil hold you back in your seat. Come
across. Come across. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Thank you, Lord, and this blessed assurance by your servant Solomon tonight has just given us yet another reason to keep the word of God alive for those who will believe. And Lord, we thank you for your presence with us tonight and all the hymns that were sung to your praises. We glorify your holy name. Lord, we ask to you as we go that you would let us go with the words that are in our hearts, that those that are committing sin are the servants of the devil. We desire, Lord, to be servants of yours continuously. We bless your holy name in this assembly, Lord, of the righteous. And I gathered, Lord, to declare your word. We thank you, Lord, for the zeal of your servant and the sacrifices that he has made to proclaim your word. Bless him abundantly. And let the messages that he has preached here tonight be in within the hearts of those who have heard it. In all of our hearts, that we too, Lord, may people who are consecrated and uplifted by this wonderful words of life. We thank you, Lord, for singing it to us once over again and for preaching to us once over again, that we may continue to be servant in spirit, serving the Lord. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.